It's an honor. And I just say thank you so much. But most of all, I want to thank the Lord,
yes,
God, my Savior tonight.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Because if I wasn't saved, wasn't serving Him, I wouldn't even be here tonight. But I want to say thank you so much for the opportunities. And I just felt the Holy Spirit just a few minutes ago just move. Crystal was the reason why you felt like singing that song tonight before we even got started here. Thank you for yielding to the Spirit. Because there's fire that people are going through tonight that they don't know how they're going to get through another day.
Yes, sir.
But if you'll just put your trust in Jesus tonight.
That's it.
And let Him guide you. Mm-hmm. Like I said, Brother Mike brought to us this morning about hearing. Not only hearing, but listening. There's a difference in hearing and listening. My wife tells me that a lot. That I have selective hearing, Brother Jim. Amen. I sometimes hear what I want to hear. Do you hear what I'm saying? Sometimes we as Christians hear what we want to hear from the Lord. Sometimes we don't always pay attention to what the Holy Spirit is telling us.
Yes.
We're not paying attention all the time, and we have got to be paying attention.
Yes, sir.
Starting today more than ever. If you look at the situation that is going on right now, folks, it is just pointing back toward Revelation day and day, quicker and quicker.
Yeah.
Yes, amen. Tonight I really wanted to speak to you about out of focus. As you can tell, I've got a picture up there that it's not very clear.
Right.
It's not very plain. As Christians, we have got to be in focus on what God is telling us.
Yes, sir.
And not what the world has to say.
Yes.
We have got to continue to focus on God when there are so many distractions throughout the day.
Amen.
We get tired. We get sleepy. We get a little bit lazy.
Mm-hmm.
There are distractions. I don't know how many of you drive down Highway 412 very much, but it's kind of distracting at times.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, years ago when they put this medium down through the middle of Main Street, it's a little bit distracting. How many of you have ever seen some of these truck drivers try and pull and turn around and go the other direction across the medium?
Yeah. Yeah.
It doesn't look too good. How about the billboards that's gone up? Have you seen the new ones that's out there by where they're building the storage buildings? They've got some new billboards going up. Does anyone know tonight the purpose of those billboards?
Get your attention.
Get your attention, Brother Mike. To get your attention. How do you think that they're trying to get your attention? Well, here's one of them. The first one I watched, and Tammy was driving, so I paid attention for a little bit. The casino. Boom! Win your share of $100,000 this month. Come on in. Boom! 30 seconds later, guess what? They change every 30 seconds. Did you know that? Those billboard signs change about every 30 seconds. If you cross into Oklahoma, and I'm sorry to Oklahoma people tonight, if you cross into Oklahoma, it gets more and more and lit up and lit up and lit up. The other day, I was heading into Muskogee, Oklahoma, and it was on a little after 5 o'clock. You drive out this side of town, it's not too bright. Your vision can be a little bit impaired by the darkness. But you get on that side of town, guess what? The neon lights begin to flicker and flash at you.
Right.
They're drawing your attention to something else other than the road that you're driving on.
Correct.
Their intent is to get you out of focus and get your mind on something else other than the destination you've got in front of you. The text I have for you this evening comes to us from Psalms. David was, Brother Mike Spoke about David this morning, and I just knew that he was going to jump all over my message about David. But Psalms 141:8, it says, "But mine eyes are unto thee, O God the Lord, in thee, in my trust, leave not my soul destitute."
Yeah.
Another version that I have, it says, "For my eyes are on you."
Yeah.
"O God the Lord, in you will I take refuge. Do not leave me defenseless." David was going to the Lord praying, "Hey, I'm looking to you. I'm trusting in you. Please don't leave me defenseless." In other words, he says, "I'm out of focus. I need to get back in line and look at the right thing." Brother Mike talked about it this morning. There was a young lady over on the top of a house, and David was up there out of his mind of his own business there. And he began to look.
Yeah.
And there's a few things that I'm going to talk about tonight. Look is one of them. David began to look on this little fair maiden over there. And the first thing, he shouldn't have been looking.
Right.
But David began to say, "Wow, that's a pretty sight." So it went from looking to lusting in his heart.
Yes, sir.
That was the first mistake David made. Mm-hmm. But Mike said the second mistake he made was putting her husband out on the front line to have him killed.
Yeah.
He thought he was going to take care of the problem that he was facing. But he just created another problem for himself.
Yeah.
And be sure your sins are going to find you out.
That's right. Amen.
You cannot hide your sins, Sister Kelly, from the Lord. He's going to look and he's going to find. As you see, Brother Mike was talking, Nathan showed up on the scene and told David what God had told him to tell him.
Yes, sir.
"Hey, you need to clean up your act a little bit. You need to refocus yourself and begin to repent of your sins."
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. And we see that David did that. David was a man after God's heart. David was loved by God.
Yeah.
If you pardon me just for a second. My vision's getting a little bit blurred. What happens when you have to clean up the glasses a little bit, don't you?
Yeah, come on. Yeah.
Do you hear what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you have to take these things off that allows you to see and get them cleaned up a little bit.
I see it clearly.
You have to get the crime and the dirt off your glasses from time to time so you can see clearly now.
That's right. Yeah.
I can see clearly now the sun has come out.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about the sunshine. I'm talking about the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Once he come out, David began to see a little more clear.
Right. Yeah.
When he come on the scene, David started to see what he had done and began to see that he was a little bit repentful of what he'd been done. But David ended his life on the good side of the Lord.
Yes, he did.
He got focused. He got refocused. And ended his life. And I can see today, I want to go to heaven one of these days and just walk and find David.
Mm-hmm.
Said, "David, what was it like when you focused out there on the battlefield and you seen that old ugly giant? What was it like when you slung and swing and watched that rock take him down?
Yes, sir.
What was it like,
Mom,
when you were out in the streets and you was dancing for joy?
Yeah.
What was it like when God gave you the victory just like he promised?
Yes, sir.
What was it like when he returned what was stolen from you? Do you hear me tonight? What's it going to be like when Jesus returns what was stolen from you?"
Yes, sir.
When we get our eyes refocused on the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, I promise you, he's going to return what was stolen from you, and you're going to have clear vision.
Yes.
First Timothy 4:16 says, pay close attention to yourself and to the teachings. Persevere in these things. For as you do this, you will ensure salvation both for yourself and those that are around you, Brother Mike.
Yeah.
Those that are in ships out and about. I told you about walk all over my message, Brother Mike, this morning. Those that are about ship. When we get refocused, they're going to get refocused.
Yeah.
When we get closer to the Lord, they're going to get closer to the Lord.